Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Walter Smith shares with us what it was like trying to keep Gaza on the straight and narrow during his very productive spell at Rangers, when Walter aged a century.
I started to say, well, you know, we've got to find something to bring an extra spark to us. So you look around, then all of a sudden I read in a newspaper that Gascoigne's leaving Lazio, and I had met him on holiday the year before in Florida. And so I
just bumped into him?
Yeah, he was in the same hotel. So I'd met him. And he didn't know who I was, but I mean, that's Paul. But anyway, I had my two boys with us, so they obviously knew who he was. and like everybody else said, well, he was wandering about a beach, they'd started to play football with the kids, and you get to know him. So I thought he would bring a much needed spark to her. And sure enough, when I sat down in the chairman, I said, look, you know, I've got opportunity here. I said, Gascoigne's coming back, why don't we? And now, when you look at it now and you look at the Premiership now, but then Rangers, Celtic, you know, could still compete in that. But it was just after the middle 90s it started to go away from us in terms of finance. But we could still compete. The chairman got in touch with the president at Lazio and said, you know, we would be interested in signing Paul Gascoigne. And he said, fine, okay, there's a number of English clubs want. We're going to transfer him at the end of the season. You know, so the chairman said, well, can we speak to the player? Yeah. So it was the end of the season. And so I just got on a flight to Rome, and the people at Lazio gave me his address, and I stayed in the hills outside Rome, and I just got a taxi and went up and doorstepped him. And
I didn't know that. I thought it was all a lot more scientific and complex than turning up and saying.
No, well, it wasn't even a matter of watching Paul Gascoigne play, because I mean, he didn't play, he was injured. You know, he'd been out with a broken leg for most of that season. I went up Chapsey's door, and I heard the quad bike. I didn't know it was a quad bike at the time, but I heard this machine coming up, and the door's open. He looked at me and he says to me, what are you doing here? He said, I said, I'm here to try and get you to come and sign for Rangers. He said, okay.
No way.
He did.
I'm not
kidding. No joke. He said to me, okay. So to the day, I said, did the people at Lazio tell you that Rangers had been? No. He said, I didn't know you were coming. He had been going away on holiday, and I was very fortunate. I got him the day before he was going away. So we had an interesting day at his place, and then I got a car back to the airport and flew back, and true to his word, he's agents at the time wanted him to go to an English club, but he said no. He said, I'm going to Rangers. So he stuck it out, in fairness to him. We eventually got him. That was great.
What about managing Paul?
It was always a challenge, but mainly in the kind of the boyish aspects of it. When you take Paul Gascoigne, you take him knowing what you're taking. No use complaining about it. You know, you've got to, you sit down and say to the rest of the guys, look, lads, we brought him in. He'll probably get away with a bit more than the majority of the rest of you, but he'll win us football matches. It was never bad. It was always stupid things that would go and annoy you. It just come into his head and it happened to him. And the repercussions were always left to me or whatever. I must say, my colleague Archie Knox handled him fantastically and kept him out of my road. But no one can take away the fact that, I mean, one of the most talented footballers of that generation of players, instinctively talented.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.